This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Maud McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, LA Impact, Windows and Doors, Boost Academy, and Wendy's.
Yeah. Saying the revolution y'all used to. Same uncle. Same vibe, you know. But we ain't always fire, man. Sometimes we gotta soothe the soul. You know that kind of way? 96.9 FM. Welcome to the revolution. I am not Juan McCartney. But I thank Juan McCartney for letting me drive the car around the block today. We got some guests in the studio today. We gonna have some people calling in. We gonna have an opportunity to take your mind off this pandemic for a little bit, man. You know the kind of way? Little unwinding going on today. So I know some people, you know, they hear Uncle coming on the radio, they say, boy, look y'all, fire reach. Fire still here, man. But sometimes when you're making the sword, you gotta take that sword out of the fire. And just rest it in the water for a little bit. You know the kind of way? So we definitely have our prayers with all of those who are going through whatever they're going through. Whether it's the pandemic or whether it's dealing with the economy or whether you trying to figure out how you can pay them bills. Whatever the case is, man, listen. We want you to tune in and be a part of today's show. So that you could just escape for the next 2 hours. You know that kind of way? We will have your calls. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. And you could definitely text us. 422-4796. That's 422-4796. For those who don't know me, my name is Kahun Anku, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III. And you're listening to the sounds of none other than the great Paul Hanna. And you know, Paul Hanna don't go too far without Tanya Hanna. So, I want to talk to the artists today. I want to talk to the people who make our lives a little easier but don't really get the credit for it, man, you know? I want to hear from some of the artists out there. I reached out to a couple who may call in, but I definitely brought these two in because the pandemic has been hard on everybody, and it has definitely been hard on the entertainment community, you know? So I want to give the artists an opportunity to share a little bit. We can listen to some music. Got a great concert coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that. And a whole lot more. So let me welcome my guests. Man, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank Thank you, and Koo.
Yeah, man. We being hurt? Yeah, okay. So how y'all doing, man? That's some beautiful stuff right there.
Well, thank you. It's pretty good. I mean, being here with you is really cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little different than, you know,
yes.
Sundays. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, man. So, Paul and Tanya Hanna, for those who may not know, I mean, they're legends in my book. You know, they have been entertaining the Bahamas and the world for many, many years. I know I met them years ago. I mean, they knew me from before I knew myself. You know what I'm saying? But when I actually got to really know them, it was the music that brought us together. And, you know, and I'm cool with their children and the grandchildren. And, you know, here we are.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk, man.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Paul and Tanya Hanna. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
This is Mike Horn.
We're looking forward to the concert. Yeah.
So we got a big concert coming up Saturday.
Yep.
Which we definitely want to dive
into.
7:00. Let's get that out because some people may be coming out their car. 7:00 on Saturday. How can people be?
Well, you have to tune into Zoom, and we have to. What you have to do is get your ticket.
Okay.
Then we send you that link.
Beautiful.
Right.
So people can get the information online right now?
They can get the line information on Facebook. They can do it through WhatsApp.
All right. Yeah. Where would they go on Facebook right now?
On Facebook, they would have to look for Celebrate Life Love.
Celebrate Life Love. Look for that on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can see a beautiful flyer up here with all the information.
Right.
And it is a benefit concert. Paul and Tanya Hanna always helping people.
We've
been doing a lot of like we'd call cleanup campaigns.
Yeah, we started with a lot of the work in the schools, having camps. I think on Jean Street, you know that church on Jean Street.
Yeah,
We
used Terry to do. Rogers, I remember.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. And of course, you know, having like classes on the porch, music class, music school on the porch, that was kind of cool too.
Y'all did music school on the porch.
Yeah, kids would come to neighborhood.
No excuses. We're doing this right here, right now.
Right, exactly.
Right in the neighborhood.
Wow. Man, listen. I'm excited to be, and I see them all the time. We all go to the same church, you know. But this, we don't get to see each other in this element.
Like
he was just saying, this ain't like Sunday. No, this it's like we on the stage today.
Yeah,
you know. Big shout out to my sis Angelique McKay, Miss Junkano, you know, second only to Arlene Nash Ferguson. You know that kind of way. But big shout out to Angelique McKay. Big shout out to my sister Gina Knowles. I know she listening. And others. Like I see, getting all kind of people today loving the vibe. I want to jump into, before we dive into the music, right?
Yes.
March of 2020 comes and kind of the world stops,
right? Yeah.
Not kind of, the world stops. And I know for me as a musician, I haven't played like that since the COVID pandemic came in.
Mm-hmm.
But as musicians, we still got to keep ourselves busy. You know,
yes.
I still been writing. I still been doing projects, you know, with my big brother, Adrian De Aguilar and Kevin Dean.
Yes.
I even did a project with y'all. That's right.
I hope you have that song here.
Yeah, we got to play that. And my mind, you know, really went out to the musicians. Quite frankly, I don't listen to the news a lot right now because it's stressful.
Wow.
It is.
You know, and it's not that I don't keep up with the news. Let's be clear.
Yes.
But I know when I'm being just I'm hearing the same thing over and over again.
Bombarded.
I'm like, oh, you got to chill with this.
Yeah.
And so I know every talk show I listen to is kind of like almost the same. And I say, what the artist doing, man? Mm-hmm. I know my brother Solo out there. You know, every 2 seconds, Solo got a song, depending on what's going on. I love Solo and his music. You know,
I love it.
But when the pandemic hit, what was your first thought?
You know, the first thought always when there's something negative going on, we usually come up with a positive idea, and the idea was to, wow, we need to put a concert together.
Yeah. Not real musicians.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So we contacted Adrian. We contacted Lee. We got about 40 musicians together.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious. And we worked on a project for 6 months. And we presented that product in August. August 1st, August 3rd. Then. Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow.
We contacted Rowena at...
Culture?
Poitier at Ministry of Culture.
Okay.
And we got this thing started. We got contacted Alive. We contacted Cable Bahamas.
Right.
And all the musicians. I mean, Kevin Dean.
Right.
We even got T. Coakley out of California. We got Cleveland Williams out of New York. You know, he was going to do that nice baritone voice.
Right.
And we just went around the world looking for Bahamians.
Wow.
Saying, hey, let's pull together, let's do something. Right. I mean, we're not doing anything. Right. We can't do anything.
Right.
Everything's closed.
The girl we found in...
She's in Hong Kong.
A Bahamian in Hong Kong?
Yeah. Let's see if I could get her
She's a musician? Or
yeah, she's a musician, vocalist and pianist. Awesome. Man, she is doing some awesome work.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see if I could pull her up.
Wow.
We got to some of our... Grammy friends like Jeff Haynes and Gary Hess.
Now make sure people know what you mean when you say Grammy. Not your Grammy friends.
Yeah.
Not like some
Grammy,
old people.
Oh, yes.
Grammy Awards.
Some Grammy Award winners.
Okay. Yeah. And we on that level.
In fact, speaking on that level, one of them will be on the concert on Saturday, so I hope people tune in.
Wow, so we got Grammy.
We have Jeff Haynes. We have Jeff Haynes. And he wrote me last night to say, guess what? My birthday is on that day.
Oh, wow.
And I'm performing. So he says when he takes a break, he probably will tune in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Mine.
I'm probably one of the first people he performed with.
Really? Back in the day before he was...
I met him
a long time ago over at the Harbor Cove. I was playing in the lobby.
Mm.
And I'm playing the piano, and this guy came beating on top of the piano. I said, hey, man, it sounds good.
Right.
Right. And then, so I arranged for him and I to get together the following day, got some bongos, man, and him and I sat down. I liked what he was doing.
Wow.
And brought him back.
So he's a percussionist?
Yes, he is, yeah.
A grandma.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Y'all knew him before the world knew him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And from then on, yeah. He just
we
over,
have
you know?
We have. What was good back then is the same technicians who worked with us in the 80s. They're still working with us. Terry Rogers.
Oh, okay.
So he and Terry and Leo TMC Studios.
Yes. Yeah.
They archived everything and the quality of it. We were like, oh my gracious, this is good.
I mean, all of the previous works,
all of our concerts they recorded and they have it up. They have them all available and it was like,
And cool, it was like something new for me to sit and listen to it. And I'm telling you,
because you was always in the moment.
To sit back. And Tanya to tell me what was going on because I was just. Wow, is that me doing this? That's, you know,
you don't even remember playing.
Did I write that song? I don't remember the song anymore.
We have a lot of originals.
I wrote a lot of stuff.
And he's like, I don't remember this song. I said, and guess what? You never played it again. you didn't do.
but we haven't recorded.
Yeah. I'm so happy it is, man, because there's one song on there I'm gonna go after.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And really redo awesome. It.
Oh, yeah, and redo it. Her name is Akia Knowles.
This is the
in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
She is doing awesome work.
Hong Kong. In Japan?
No, Hong Kong. Okay. Yeah,
she's in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So we got Bahamians, you know.
She's at one of the hotels there working and doing incredible work.
Wow.
I may have a clip that I can let you hear.
Yeah, we definitely want to check that out. Definitely want to check that out. So So you had the idea of so this concert with all of these different artists, is that was
recorded? It's recorded, and we have 15 hours of content.
Wow. That's serious.
What we did, it was a 3-day. 3 days, and you tuned in around 12 o'clock, and we went until about 9 with content. Then,
and how long ago was this concert that we're talking about now, the one
that's
recorded?
This was last year.
Just last year?
Oh, you mean, wait.
Yeah, no. I mean, the one you're talking about.
The International Music Festival.
Yeah, that was just last year.
Yeah.
We
did an International Music Festival. We had persons out of India. We had Israel. We had Hong Kong. We had New York. We had Nashville. We had California. We had the Bahamas.
Wow.
We had, where else?
Jamaica, too.
We had Jamaica, Trinidad.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so exciting. And guess what? I'm so glad everything is documented.
Right. So
we had workshops. Yeah. You should see. We had workshops. T. Coakley did a workshop. Roger Ryan, one of the Grammy. He did a workshop. We've about 20 workshops, 1 hour each content.
So let me ask, when y'all did the concert, it was virtual as well?
Virtual.
Okay.
Everything was virtual, but guess what? We were all learning.
Because
we had Canada involved.
Right.
HD. You know the HD channel that you hear about.
Yeah.
We had the. We got in touch with them through a Canadian contact, and we were out of their jurisdiction, so they loaned us. But they were supposed to be directly involved, but they just loaned cameras and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And man, people wanted to fly in. We were technicians wanted to fly in and we couldn't get them in. Cable Bahamas was involved, ZNS was involved, Punch was involved, the three newspapers were involved.
Y'all did this. I mean, really like, okay, bam, we in a pandemic.
No, but
next thing, listen, let's put this concert together. That took about how long?
I told you, 6 months.
Literally 6 months. Yeah. Bam.
But guess what? You won't believe it. On the day, here it is. We all get up. Boom. We're supposed to have this this little premiere at Grey Cliff,
right.
you know, in the gardens. And lockdown.
Wow.
And guess what? The lockdown came, like, without notice.
Yeah.
I said,
I remember that one.
Yeah, it was like, out without notice. So, you know, here it is. Cable Bombers is saying, and Alive is saying, okay, we'll be here. We get the banners. We get the whatever. Can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You just couldn't.
I remember that. I needed yep. bread.
And the lockdowns were not like, you know, like
yes.
curfews or something like that.
Stay home. Stay inside 3-4 days. Yeah.
No, this was the long
the
one.
Long, yeah,
months.
Yeah, yeah,
months.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah,
we
really
didn't come out till right, what, almost close to December?
That's right.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
But you know what it did? You wouldn't believe it. The musicians said, Naomi and we had Florida involved, you know, Kayla Edwards' daughter.
Yes.
Keisha.
Yes.
Keisha says, Daniel, oh, it gave us something to do.
Yeah.
And we wrote songs.
Yes.
We had original content and we learned how to use this equipment.
Yeah.
So now here it is when we're opening up, and they're saying, okay, since you were one of the first to do these things, you know, can you help us out with technical stuff? There it is, we're getting in touch with Canada and saying, okay, we need to now become a facility where we train, you know, become
right.
a training facility. So now we have to change, make shift and become something.
So you literally now went from being the artist.
Yeah, being the artist.
To teaching people.
Okay. Yeah, we had to teach people how to use Zoom.
Right.
Because, Cajon, we taught our granddaughter,
And she's not here in the Bahamas. Just for people
exactly.
who
are
exactly.
Right. From age 3, she's been taking piano lessons via the phone.
Wow. Just literally set up the phone and granddaddy there.
Yeah.
Yes. So Paul trained her. So I'm now training the little ones, the 3-year-olds, because we realized that, okay, 3 can work.
Right.
So I have there's another granddaughter. Her name is Tatiana.
Mm.
I'm training her. She just got her keyboard. And little Tristan, Right. He says, Granny, when am I going to maybe
have a lesson? Yeah, he don't be left out.
No. No way.
He's four, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's five now.
So that's resilience, man.
Yeah, my granddaughter called me about 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
They were somewhere and at a Starbucks, and there was a piano and she played.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
The manager wanted to sign her up, you know.
Really? She got a job.
Yes.
She called me so excited. Man.
Wow.
Like,
you see how powerful that is?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm the reason why, you know, I like these type of conversations is because, you know, there's always another way to approach a situation.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you may be out of work or you may not be able to do what you want to do.
Right. Or how you want to do it.
How you want to do it, but you can find other things to do. I know for me, one of the things I say, I'm going to learn how to play chess.
Okay.
And I've done that. I'm still learning strategy and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But because I had so much time on my hands, I literally, we sat down and
mastered that up.
Well, I'm learning it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And even the other day we had Dr. David Sands come in and he gave a workshop. And I'm saying to people.
I like the game that he used.
And the worry.
That's a worry.
African chess.
Wow.
My grandmother showed me that years ago. So he refreshed my memory with that, you know, that kind of way.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really been an experience with regard to just having time, even just being with the family, you know, being able to take some walks with the family.
Sure.
You know, we got two dogs and, you know, they tearing up the yard. But anyway, we could walk with the dogs, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And through it all, you know, as an artist, I know I've been writing. Like I said, I have had an opportunity to work. But y'all always do it in grand style.
Well, thank you.
Y'all are, you know, experts at doing it in grand style. I know when Miss Tanya here get something in her mind, like, that's it.
You better believe it.
I've experienced it.
It's crazy, you know. You can believe it. Do you know when I am at my peak? I mean, it sounds crazy, but I actually am at my peak when crisis hits.
When the pressure on.
Our son was hospitalized for 2 years.
Wow.
That was my best years, most productive. I was top sales that whole time. It's something just happens. I just like
you kick into
I become like a Amazon. Well, it's like, hey, time to defend.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Wow. Yeah. When it was in 2004, do you know, I actually literally marched in. We didn't have, you know, these gadgets then.
Right.
So 2004, I marched into Parliament and I presented each member of Parliament with a directive that the country needed cleaning up. I had 40 photos, each packet, each one of them received 40 photos. Yeah, 40 photos, and they received newspaper clippings, magazine clippings, documented, showing that the country was really, being overtaken by rats, really.
Wow.
And a month later, remember when we had the national cleanup?
Yep.
That's when it happened. After that, we had the national cleanup. I don't know if I was behind it, but it came. It happened.
It came about.
And you know, nobody stopped me when I walked into Parliament. None of the officers. You know, they all knew me. Hi, Tanya. They didn't know I was here. It was like I was serving.
Come to take over.
Wow. I don't know where that came from.
That's
in reference to my son.
Yes.
I stayed with him 1 year and 3 months in the hospital.
Nobody was here, you see? That's another thing. See, nobody was here. It was just me. So Mustafa was in university.
Right.
You know, he was away.
Right.
I'm here alone because Paul is with Troika in Florida taking
one
care of the in the hospital.
Wow.
You understand?
Did not miss.
So I had to do something.
The nurses used to beg me, Mr. Hannah, you sure you want to go out and, you know, just do something else? As long as he's here, I'm going to be here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for me.
And so I did the other end, making sure everything, you know.
Yeah. That's team, but this is the teamwork.
Oh, yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this teamwork that you're all experiencing or hearing about continues through the music.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
and
it does.
So, listen, I want to jump into some music. I know y'all got some stuff y'all can share for us.
Okay.
Some are recorded, some are live. So let's jump into the live stuff because I know you sent me something.
Oh, yeah,
To play, right?
Right.
So after, we can definitely jump into those as well. But listen, I can let y'all take it away. And
give us something.
Yeah, man. Let's get a little taste of what people can experience on
on the concert.
Let me ask the producer. You want to run the commercial first, or
just
So we're gonna run the commercial, and we come back.
Okay.
Paul and Tanya Hanna can give you a taste of what to expect on Saturday.
Before you begin, can you make sure let people know it's virtual? Because the last time we made announcements like
people
this,
people lining up.
They locked.
It is virtual.
We don't need a lockdown.
Yeah, competent authority. It is virtual. This ain't no concert we planning.
I am serious.
For people to bungle up together. No. This is a virtual vibe. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Let's run to our commercial, and when we come back, we got some live music from Paul and Tanya Hanna. Keep it locked here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I am Anku Sara. This is The Revolution. Back after this.
It is never easy to witness nature's wrath. One single named path of destruction over the course of a few hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, can change your life forever. When a hurricane strikes, be prepared. Let the insurance professionals at J.S. Johnson protect you, your property, and the ones you love. Be prepared. Visit the insurance experts at jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. Give peace of mind.
Are you ready for effortless hurricane protection? Then you need to get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors. Forget the plywood and get the lowest and affordable prices on hurricane windows and doors for all your residential and commercial projects. You can feel safe and secure with LA Impact Windows and Doors. Located in the Southland Shopping Center, East Street South. LA Impact Windows and Doors. Impacting your views. Call 322-3666. 7 or 829-7822 at Wendy's. Spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses for a taste of Wendy's spicy. Try the new Chipotle Crunch cheeseburger made with fresh beef, or the new Chipotle Crunch chicken sandwich, both with delicious crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch chopped fries too. Stop it today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
This is 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Revolution, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Calhoun Ankusara, and as always, I am grateful to my brother Juan McCartney for letting me take the car around the block for a little spin. We got a little different type of show than what y'all used to from our group. We got Paul and Tanya Hanna in here, and we're singing some music. You know, we're going to hear from some other artists later, and you know, we just want to make sure that people have an opportunity to unwind a little bit from the pandemic. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Let's just relax a little bit. I can just pass it over to my elder, Paul Hanna. And I don't know what they can do. I just know it could be jamming.
Well, I'm going to do a song. This song is by Al Jarreau.
Wow.
I've never done this song publicly.
Wow, okay. You're getting a treat today.
So I know everybody out there have never heard me sing this.
Wow, this is the first exclusive.
Yeah, cool.
My Lord, let's hit it.
Morning, Mr. Radio.
Morning, little Cheerios. Morning, Sister Oreo. Did I tell you that everything here is just fine? In my mind. Morning, Mr. Shoeshine Man. Shine 'em bright and white and tan. My baby says she loves me, and need I tell you that everything here is just fine? In my mind. Excuse me if I sing. My heart has found its wings. Searching high and low. And now at last I know. Morning, Mr. Golden Gate. I should walk, but I can't wait. I can't wait to set it straight. I was shaken, but now I'm making it fine. In my mind, my heart will soar with love that's rare and real. My smiling face will feel every cloud. Then higher still, beyond the blue, until I know I can, like any man, reach out my hand and touch the face of God. Ah. Reach out my hand and touch the face of God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Powerful. First time live in the world. That Al Jarreau cover by the one and only Paul Hanna. Man, I know the people out there who ran and clapping. You got to clap in the studio too. Listen.
Thank you. Thank
Sometimes you got to take a moment to get away. You got to take a moment to just sing. You got to take a moment to just love yourself. And that's what we're doing today. So that song, Al Jarreau, he was an influence on your music.
Oh, yes. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
The late Al Jarreau.
Yeah.
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 And it's amazing. I mean, the song has been with me, meaning I have never played it or really learned it.
Right.
But it was a song I always wanted to learn.
Right.
You know?
And right.
From way back, but I never got to do it. I still do a lot of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. But listen, we got some other recorded stuff we can send to the producer to play as well. But I know news is coming up in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about another, because we've just been helping people as much as possible through this pandemic. But our church has an initiative called Backpack Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been doing is, or what we are doing, is we are getting funds together to purchase just 100 backpacks that will be distributed to children throughout Liberia, West Africa. And $20 allows them to have their backpack with everything that they're going to need for the year.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yes. And that may not sound like a lot to some of us, you know, who have, you know, they can have about a million backpack drives around here in a second. I don't know how they can do it with the protocols, but I know they can find a way, even if they walk around and hand them out. And unfortunately, there are people in the world who don't have that. You understand?
Yeah.
And so, you know, Backpack Africa is being brought to you, mojbaby.com. And you know, I found that sometimes when you want help, you gotta send a message to the universe that you want help by helping other people.
Yeah.
You feel
yes.
me?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And so this initiative is something that, and some people say, well, you know, I want to do something here in the Bahamas. Well, I can guarantee you we've been doing helping people in the Bahamas for years and years and years now. We ain't going to stop doing that. But we also understand that none of us were Bahamian or Jamaican or Trinidadian or Bermudian or Bajan when we came off the continent. We was all mm-hmm. African.
Yes.
You understand? And so some people have their own perspective on that, but that's our perspective. So we can help our brothers and sisters on the continent. And if you want to purchase or donate $20 or more, or, hey, you may just want to donate $1, you know, make sure margebaby.com, or you can reach out to me personally on Facebook, Ankusara, Sarra, A-N-K-U-S-A-R-A, and, you know, make a difference in a child's life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just wanted to plug that little initiative in there, you know, as we talk about music, et cetera, et cetera.
You want to spell that out again?
M-O-J-B-A-B-Y, Marge Baby.
So you have to put the hyphen in between M-O-J.
For the website?
Yeah, the dash and
okay. So M-O-J dash.
Right, then the baby.
B-A-B-Y.com. Thank you. Yeah. All right, so Google it. It'll pop up. All right, Bok Bok Africa will pop up. You know what I'm saying? So back to the music, though. So you all have been doing this music now pretty much all your lives.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Beyond umpteen.
Right. what do you have to say to any up and coming artists who feel like, man, this whole thing got me in a bind? What do you have to say to those artists?
You want to stay true to your craft.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's going to be hard times, and I'm telling you, I could spell it out, but I won't do that.
Yeah.
That on radio.
Right. Right.
But right. There are hard times, but you just have to have that endurance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you really love your craft,
right,
you would go ahead and really work it.
Right.
And also, you have to almost become a you have to be your own. I don't say agent, but you got to go out there and search, create your own little avenues.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That kind
yes.
of thing. That's the big thing.
Right.
Create your avenues.
Mm.
So keep you floating.
Don't wait for someone to come and discover you.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no.
right. And nobody does that.
Nobody.
That doesn't happen.
Say that again.
No, nobody. That doesn't happen.
You mean,
we used to. Remember
not like
we used
in the movies.
To,
you're
no,
singing in the mall. And
that's the,
saying,
that's
hey.
The movies. That's the movies. That's the movies. That's the movies. No. What? 40 years, for 50 longer. You know, no one came. Mm-hmm. No one came. No, can I say that again?
Please.
No one came. Do you know what we did? We went and knocked. We went and searched. We went.
Wow.
You know what I did? What did I say? We had to do it.
Mm.
We did it.
Yeah.
And so we did. We did it.
Wow. Every time
okay?
you say it's been a concert, so, really, it's just Tanya and I.
Yeah. And so guess what? What I'd like to say, you asked the question, what do you do when these times come?
Right.
You allow the music to inspire you.
Mm.
And you write. This is a good time. This is a time you document.
Right.
Because guess what? They're going to need this information.
I'd say that's key, because sometimes we do stuff and it just disappears into thin air. So
right.
document.
You have to document.
And I'm happy that we
document.
Did, because one of the
you won't
the
believe show, it
the concert they're going to see
yeah
I'm telling you
a Cajon, song written in 86
Cajon, I'm yeah. telling you I watched the show
right.
a couple of times they're like wow we were doing this then
wow
you follow me
wow.
I'm almost like well, what happened
yeah
wow. They're like we lost.
Paul wrote a song for the show that he performed at the show
oh,
and only at the show. And never again.
Never again.
And
when,
when
it,
he heard it,
oh man,
he was like, wow, I did that? Tanya, what's the name of the... I was able to tell him the name of the song. I was able to hum it. I even wrote some words to it. And I still remember the words. And yeah, so this is a good time. I know it sounds like... it may sound like I'm being tough or hard or unrealistic, but it is realistic. You can actually... do things right now, document it, and we have all of these tools. You could use your phone. Yes. Documented with the phone. Don't say you have to go to the recording studio.
You don't need the big HD TV to
no,
come.
No, no, no. Guess what? Do you know you're going to hear you the commercials we recorded? Guess what?
Mm.
I did them like this.
No lie. You're holding the phone up the remote.
Yeah. Terry, the professional engineer.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, Tanya, no, you don't have to come in the studio, Tanya. Get the phone, speak it or sing it, whatever you want to do, play it, and I will use the technical equipment to...
Are you all hearing this, ladies and gentlemen? There's a lot of... a lot of things going on we don't like, but guess what? There's a lot of things we now can keep from these experiences to make our life even better.
And remember that the international festival I told you about last year?
Yes.
Guess how the artist, the professional artist?
Right, the big boy.
Yeah. Guess how they recorded it?
Wow. Oh. With the phone.
And sent us the clips, and I said, you did that with the phone?
Right.
What kind of phone you have? I need one of those.
He got a studio phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Serious.
This important conversation because there are so many people who may be depressed at this time or who may think, man, I don't know when my life is going to get back to where it was. And let me tell you something, it may not.
Yes.
And we had one artist who her phone kept dying.
Mm.
And she was so grateful for that time because she said, Tanya, I got to write an original song during this time and now I can release it. They were able to release songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And her phone kept dying.
Wow.
I said, okay, well, you know, do the best you can.
Man, play us out something. We got to go to news. And,
you got news.
Yeah, but play us something to go before. Yeah. 96.9 Guardian Radio. This is the revolution. I know some of y'all turning the radio on like, this on the right channel. You on the right channel. We taking your mind off of the stress. We taking your mind off of, it's a rainy day. Make sure you drive safe. We taking your mind off of all of the things that you can't control right now. Only thing you can control is what you can control. And the one thing you can control is keeping it locked here on 96.9 FM.
Yeah.
Because we got Paul and Tanya Hanna in here. We talking music. We talking opportunity. We talking state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Mental health is key. We got another artist that's going to call in at some point after news. And then we got some guests. I don't know if y'all remember the show that I was a part of called West Street. We got some, they're not characters. They're actually real people that are going to be calling in to, because I want to find out how they're handling the pandemic, you know, that kind of way. And so keep it locked here on 96.9 FM. We got more music, we got more artists, we got more talk, we got more singing. Uncle Sarah with you till 2 o'clock. I pray I'm doing you justice, man, because I haven't a ball if you ain't. Keep it locked.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. You're listening to the Guardian News Network. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Here's the news at 1 o'clock. It is Thursday, August 12th, 2021. Thank you for tuning in. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis says the time for thinking is over, urging more Bahamians to get vaccinated. It comes as 128,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine landed in country this morning, bringing a long-awaited option for those eager to get vaccinated. Kyle Joaquin has more.
Me? I only want to live. Next question.
The Prime Minister is shrugging off a question of which vaccine he'd prefer now that there are options. With 128,700 doses of Pfizer now in country, Bahamians will soon be able to choose whether they want that brand or AstraZeneca, and at the end of the month, Johnson & Johnson will join that list. The Pfizer vaccines, the first tranche of nearly 400,000 doses to come from the United States.
The Bahamas now has the vaccines to meet demands. What we need now is Bahamians to come forward quickly to take the vaccines. We need Bahamians to get vaccinated as soon as possible to save lives in the country.
With hospitals over capacity and the country averaging over 100 new cases daily, Minnis once again making an urgent plea for Bahamians to get vaccinated.
You do not have any time to wait any longer. You do not have time to keep thinking about it. The hospitals are full to its limit. Sadly, some of our people are dying, and taking the shots will save your life. Not taking them can cost you your life. By coming forward quickly, we can save lives, end the emergency phase of the pandemic, restore our economy.
U.S. Charged Affairs Usha Pitts says with so much misinformation, share facts and get vaccinated.
The problem here in the Bahamas is the vaccine hesitancy. So please, please, for the love of God, get vaccinated. Excuses are over. There's plenty of supply. There's plenty of choice. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for your Grammy. And if you won't do it for your Grammy, do it for your country. But get vaccinated so we can get through this and return to normal life.
On Wednesday, Minnis said by the end of August, there will be enough vaccines in country for everyone who chooses to get vaccinated. And with over 200,000 more to come from the U.S., Pitts says the goal is to ensure there is no longer a shortage in country.
I mean, I think the critical thing is that making sure that the second tranche gets here in time to keep the vaccination campaign running. So we don't want any more lags in the vaccination campaign. We want to make it what it is right now, which is that any Bahamian who wants to get vaccinated can walk in and get vaccinated. That's the goal.
The Ministry of Health reporting COVID-19 hospitalizations jumped from 138 to 146 yesterday. 40 people hospitalized at Doctors Hospital, 7 at the South Beach Acute Care and Referral Center, Margaret Hospital, 7 at Sandlands Rehabilitation Center, and 31 at Grand Bahama Health Services. 15 people are in the intensive care unit, and 131 are moderately ill. The ministry reporting 130 people tested positive for COVID-19 on August 11th. The Bahamas also recorded an additional COVID-19 death. The ministry said an 83-year-old New Providence woman died on August 10th. The COVID-19 death toll is now 311. Another 38 deaths are under investigation. As Princess Margaret Hospital continues to operate at capacity, an additional 2 wards are set to come on stream by next week, according to Health Minister Renwood Wells. He said that means there will be more COVID beds available for hospitalized patients.
We have in country probably about 100, nearly 140 COVID beds. We have been adjusting our circumstances at PMH. As you know, we have another 2 wards that's going to come on stream that's going to give us probably by next week, an opportunity for another 34 beds. We are moving very quickly with the contractors to ensure, because they're like 98% completed.
Well said, at the end of the day, government is looking to get more people vaccinated in hopes of flattening the curve and achieving herd immunity at least by Christmas.
Unlike the first and second wave, we have the solution for what ails us. And now more so than ever, we have it on the ground, that is vaccines. So I'm just encouraging the Bahamian people to go ahead and get vaccinated so that we can move beyond this. And we've seen the results of it in other countries who are experiencing surges right now. A lot of nations around the globe, the vast majority, are experiencing surges. But in those nations where they are continuing to vaccinate, we're seeing a downturn. The curve is beginning to flatten as their people move out, move forward, and present themselves for vaccination.
That is the news at 1 o'clock. I'm Taylor Ferguson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for updates on the hour. Have a great afternoon.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, just want to find anybody quick. After something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host for today, Kahunan Kusara, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Traitor to many people. Y'all know that, eh? It's Traitor. Listen, we talking music. We talking really entertainment on the whole. I know I've been ignoring some of the texts, so let me just run to some of these texts right quick to see what people are talking about. All right, so people listening, people say, "Yay, Uncle, love it, love it." All right, cool. Ain't on the robo, you see? Ain't on the robo. Got two texts. Sometimes, right. I do WhatsApping from all over the world saying they love. They round us because they say we talking too much. They want to hear more music. I want to talk. We want to go into, Ali, you could cue up the Wake Up, Wake Each Other Up on YouTube by Paul Hanna, right? Like I said, I've known Paul and Tanya Hanna. They know me before I knew myself.
Yeah.
And I remember we got together. Actually. Yeah,
nice
right.
Time.
Right. we went to Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right.
Together.
Yep, right. That's right.
And I never forgot that trip.
Oh, man.
We performed in the Fisk Chapel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. If anybody is aware of the Jubilee Singers and the history behind that chapel, mm-hmm. Paul and Tanya Hanna made Uncle Sarah gave us an opportunity. My sister Leah.
Yeah.
And I remember Gandhi Pinder.
Right.
And
that's right.
Yeah. Gandhi was there too. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember Troika, that's Paul and Tanya's son. The company that makes piano, Steinway.
Yeah, Steinway, man.
Listen to me.
They're still with him.
So they're still with him, right? So I'm telling you the level of musicianship we got in here today. They have passed it on to the next generation and to the generation even after that, to their grandchildren, right? These people, I know you all know how big a grand piano is, right? These people put a grand piano on the stage in the Fisk Chapel.
Concert grand, by the way.
Sorry, concert that's, grand.
Yep,
that's
yep.
Like huge, right?
It's like take this whole room.
This
up.
Whole studio, literally.
Literally,
like
I'm serious.
And I think Draco may have played one or two songs on it, right? Yeah. That day. Yeah. Just to show you how much they appreciate and love his playing. But he played a song.
They brought that in for him.
They brought it specifically for him. That's when I knew. I said, hold on.
Yeah, and they told him wherever he has to perform,
they can bring.
He just
You know what a grand piano is, right?
It's a concert.
Concert grand piano, and Troika. I wish that was recorded, because he played that song. That's just the way it is.
Oh yeah.
That did get recorded. You know, we document woo! Everything we do.
Listen,
it did get recorded.
I love that song, and the piano solo in there is whoo, right? I'm saying all this to say that my sister and I, we performed, and I remember that's when Paul was like, hold on now. I know we brought y'all on this trip because y'all talented, but I guess he'd never seen us perform live like that.
Yeah, that was good.
And so that's kind of how this musical experience between us began. I say all that to say, was it last year? Paul had these, I think he was doing like four songs at one time in studios.
Oh, it happened this year.
It was this year?
Yeah, this year.
It was this year, right.
Yeah.
So he said, man, I'm in like four studios. And then Kevin Dean called me. He's like, yo, man, Uncle, when you can put something on this song.
Yeah.
Right? And because I hadn't even spoken to Paul and Tanya, so I was like, I don't know how to come with it. So anyway, we experimented, but I didn't only voice or put vocals on it. I played percussion.
Right.
And Paul awesome. Was like, yeah, we keeping them percussions. I'm not going to talk anymore. Mm-hmm. Brother Ali, if you could, let's hear that song, Wake Each Other Up.
Yeah.
Paul Hanna.
A challenge to meet. This drowsiness runs deep. Let it be our decree. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. We're in a sad state of urgency. Time to clean away the debris. Saying nothing just to keep the peace does not make your pain cease. Wake each other up from the habit of the past. Wake each other up. Feel that motivating blast. Wake each other up. Don't be distracted. Wake each other up. Stand and be committed. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. With that positive energy that represents you and me, it will surely germinate when you turn your dial to awake. Wake each other up. Involve yourself completely. Wake each. Tell the mind to focus intently. Wake each other up. A void needs to be filled. Wake each other up. We all must have the will. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. Tune up your frequency. Take control of your destiny. Do what only you must do. Courage will guide you through. Wake each other up. Put that silence to a stop. Wake each other up. From the bottom to the top. Wake each other up. Trust yourself. Trust your brother. Wake each other up. We're all in this together. Hey! Wake each other up. Wake each other up. You can see if you want to see. Deception is seen blatantly. Look a little more closely. It's all a part of the strategy. Wake each other up. Unite and fill that gap. Wake each other up. Time to follow our own map. Wake each other up. Wake up and take your place. Wake each other up. It's an attitude to embrace. Wake each other up. Let's use our own textbook. Wake each other up. We would know where to look. Wake each other up. It's our decision to make. Wake each other up. Be willing to plant your stake. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. Like an asteroid losing orbit around the sun. Together we will avoid being taken on an endless run. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. Wake each other up. Wake each other up.
Aye. And if y'all ain't wake, that means you're dead.
That was a serious intro. Yeah. Adrian put on that song.
Yes.
I'm telling
yes.
you.
Yes. Shout out to Adrian D'Aguila. Shout out to Kevin Dean.
Kevin, yeah, man.
Yeah. Listen. Music is truly healing. You know, I enjoyed being a part of that project. And I really like the way everything came together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As we were talking off air. One of the things that Tanya was saying is just how many new relationships were built between artists that are still benefiting from those relationships.
Businesses?
As well. So talk about
as
that.
As well as businesses.
Yeah.
We have a particular musician who she decided that, wow, this we really need business, music business in the Bahamas. And she's now embarked on opening her own company and everything. To hear about that, I guess, shortly, as soon as she's finished tweaking and doing everything that's necessary.
Right.
And then other businesses came out of it. Well, collaborations, you know, people are in business. They, you know, businesses existed already. But then what they did was they extended, they augmented their business to incorporate more of the how-to. Because for some reason, it became more essential at this time. How do you do something?
Right.
You know, you have the skill, and someone else wants to learn that skill. Mm-hmm. So now, how do we work in this new environment?
Yeah.
Because it calls for different skills, and those skills had to have been honed during that period.
Right.
And still develop now, you know, to perfect it.
Right.
But you discover that, wow, I have this ability.
Right.
You know?
That you...
It's like, how do I get across to the ocean? You know,
right.
You build a boat, or,
right.
you know? But you have to discover it, you know?
And you keep those skills.
You don't lose them.
You know, when we get back to whatever sense of normalcy we're going to get back to, right? It's a bell.
No.
You mentioned something earlier, too, Tanya. You were saying these songs, once you record them, you got them.
Yes, right. And guess what? You play it forward, you get to use them. And do you know, you're going to hear one of the island songs. We created an island song. It's never been heard. It's in the summer, winter, spring, or fall. Mm. You'll enjoy the Bahamas. But guess what? That's on the concert.
Saturday we're going to hear that.
Yes,
okay.
It's on the concert. It never got aired anywhere else other than that concert. And that concert has never been seen since 1986.
Wow.
So we were able to bring things out of the vault, out of the archives, and we're going to do, moving forward, we're going to bring a lot of stuff out.
Right.
Because no one has ever heard them, but they were documented so well.
Right.
It is expensive, meaning the day when you're doing your production, production is expensive.
Right.
But moving, when you fast forward, and over that period, now you can reap some of the benefits that you've sown. Those beautiful seeds become these beautiful trees and fruits. And
Yes.
I'm encouraging musicians to write now, because later in years to come, we're going to want to know what happened during COVID. And then someone will say, well, I documented this.
Right.
But if you don't write anything, we won't have it.
Right.
And just make sure you have people that are honest.
Get a team.
We've had a few concerts recorded, paid for it.
Right.
Never got the material.
What?
Yeah. I hope those guys are listening to us right now. Never got it.
Well, what they can do with it? I mean,
I don't know.
You know. You just got to make sure the people you're working with are reputable.
I'm telling you.
And honest. Because even in a pandemic or even in a crisis, you still got people who can take advantage of you if they could.
Oh, yes.
But that show thing we did,
Tanya, you know, we did a thing with, you know, we did the, used to dance kids up on Mackie
Oh,
Street.
Yeah, was, we did Know That You Can. Know That You Can Be What You Want to Be.
And someone stole
And it was a
our idea.
Character development.
Yes, he did.
Mm.
We shooting our show. And he took what he shot for us and put it in his show.
Man, listen.
Isn't that amazing?
We
paid him, you know.
They ain't paying him. Yeah.
We paid him. Yeah, paid.
So we got a couple more songs we want to play, and then we going to hear from some of our friends from West Street that's listening in. Probably another 10 minutes or so we can hear from them. But Ali, we got some music queued up. You were able to get them. All right, which ones you? Yeah. So which one you introduce us to? Which one you want him to play?
Let's start with, since we want people to relax and really feel good.
Let's get away from the daily grind.
I just want us to get away from the daily grind.
Get away from the daily grind.
Stone McEwen.
Okay.
He helped me produce this song. He did a great job.
Yeah.
He's on guitar.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, I know Stone. So we're waiting for Ali to cue it up.
Yeah.
I know we, because we came in here with a whole boat. We got a little piano in the studio.
Yes, right.
We got Ali running around, changing chairs, plugging in stuff, taking. Listen, we appreciate our producer, Ali.
So
he's queuing up the song. So Ali, just whenever you get it, you could just start playing it, all right? The reality that we face here in the Bahamas as musicians, the reality, I guess the business side of it, right?
Lacking.
Wow.
It's lacking. What it is we have a lot of talent,
mm.
and sometimes you don't see yourself outside of the box, meaning, yes, I'm a vocalist, I'm a pianist, mm-hmm. or, you know, mm-hmm. I play a lot of instruments, but then guess what? Nothing wrong with adding another skill,
right.
a skill that you'll always be able to use,
right.
and it's getting to the business side. Like we need musicians, or we need the area of copyrights. We need the area of the behind, you know, the back
right.
the back end of the music.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. the people who do the industry.
Marketing.
Yes,
the marketing would do very well. I'm telling you. It's a huge opportunity,
yes.
meaning that...
And you all have done all of that for yourselves.
Yes, and still doing it.
Wow.
Still doing it.
I think our producer is ready song. So listen, keep it locked here on 96.9. I got my friends laughing at
In
me.
In fact, that's why I went and did an MBA course, so that I
oh, you
know music.
You ain't just on Google.
Business.
No.
So Troika has what? 3 masters. Why? Because he did music business.
He said, I can do this
he
stuff
did the
myself.
MBA.
Yes.
Yeah. He did all of the, you know, say.
Powerful. Listen, this one. Singing in this one.
Paul.
This is Paul again.
I think I'm just doing backups. Background.
You back up? Okay. Beautiful. Hit it, Ali.
Get away to rejuvenate. Get away. Find a quiet place. and relieve your mind. Stop and obey the sign. From the daily grind.
Oh man, I hope you are getting away from the daily grind.
Yeah, especially with the rain, right?
Come on, the rain here now. Even if you're stuck at work, you know, tell your boss, get away from the daily grind.
Yeah,
don't get fired now. Don't listen to me and get fired now. Musicians be crazy like that. We talk to our boss like that because we know we could go play. let me just go to the text right quick. We got one texter saying, good afternoon, uncle and guests. I'm listening and enjoying the show. Be encouraged and keep on keeping on. Appreciate it very much, texter. We also have, I got a shout out to my good friend, Anne Marie, man. She really was responsible for the show, you know, because... Soon as she heard Juan was going on vacation, before Juan even reached out to me, she said, look, you have Juan, what you want? Juan, give us one show where we could just get away from all this pandemic stuff, please.
That's a good idea. Nice. That's a good idea. Wow.
And so I knew that Paul and Tanya had this concert again. The concert is Saturday. What time does it start?
7 p.m. to
virtual.
9.
7 virtual. To 9. It's a virtual concert.
Virtual means you get online.
Get online. Go to Facebook. What's the Facebook page again?
The Facebook page is Celebrate Love Life Benefit Concert.
Yeah, man. And, you know, we definitely appreciate the efforts of you both and any artist right now who's just trying to keep our minds in a sane place, mm-hmm. you know, that kind mm-hmm. of way. We do now, however, what time is it now? Because I know my...
1:30.
It's 1:38. All right.
Yeah.
Time in flying, man. So, Ali, we got some people who chiming in through Zoom. And, you know, all I could tell you all, if you all ever been to our show, we had a show called Thought Catcher Presents The Spot. Later on, it became The Spot 242.
Mm.
And... We talk about this place called Justice Gardens. Mm. Justice Gardens is like it's a parallel universe, and everything that happened in Nassau happening in Justice Gardens, but mm-hmm. but not right.
Okay.
And out of Justice Gardens, you know, we had a show called West Street,
mm-hmm.
and West Street is a show that we did on ZNS a couple. Many years ago now, probably about 10 years ago now,
mm-hmm.
Or more. And talked to these fellas in a little while.
Okay.
You know the kind of way? I from what I know, some of them even traveling and thing now, okay. right? But we ultimately... all right. We got another artist coming on too. All right. Beautiful.
True.
So everybody stand by because we definitely about to go to, I can't even say another level because we are already at full throttle right now. Yeah. But I ain't sure who calling in, but Ali, put through our callers, please. Yeah, that's the phone call in West Street. I think Pop's calling. Pops, that's you?
Hello.
Oh, what you saying, Pops?
Hey, boy, how you doing? What's going on with you?
Pops, man, we trying to make it, Pops. You know, I checking on you because I ain't hear from you since the pandemic start, man. You all have pandemic over there in West Street.
Boy, listen, boy, the things you see when even you look. I didn't even realize you was in an OSHA demic.
Yeah. Pop, would you call it an OSHA demic?
Boy, deep and advised, I tell you.
You can't go. He's on the people radio.
No.
We ain't on the porch.
Right.
So what's been going on, man? Anyone else in West Street had the time to call in with you, or are you by yourself today?
Well, I really don't know what's going on. You know, I got a tree being on the thing. You know, but I got people there looking around and trying to drop.
So if they show up, they can show up. Yeah. So, Pops, you know, for people who used to follow West Street, you know, I know you all was going through some serious hard times with regard to the fella named Crow, you know, and Crow, he was always causing trouble in West Street. You all been hearing anything from Crow since the pandemic started, or he get lost in the pandemic? The ocean demic.
Well, you know, he missed and take the wrong bush medicine.
Oh, gracious.
Tell him take the blue flowers.
And who did he take?
Well, I don't know what he take. The boy didn't take. He thought was hibiscus. Wasn't nothing like that.
So he take the wrong bush medicine, and y'all ain't hear from him since.
He ain't hear from him since, no.
So, Pops, I mean, you up in age now. I mean, you out of gals, You know,
You know the girls, they say they love me, but I don't. You know, they tell me they love me because, you know, I got my pills in my pocket.
Oh, you got your pills?
You know, national insurance going up, and so my contributions, they looking a little healthy now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So you wouldn't really slow down in the ocean demic.
You know what it is for me to be able to sit on my porch and see everything, and then I see people them having big party outside. I make sure call my friend them, you know, make sure
in Nassau we can't have no party. If we try a party, we's getting trouble. So right. You all having party?
Well, they normally have big body.
There's a big body.
There's a big body, and then I have big celebration too. Cause when I done call my friend them, the party done broke up.
Your friends. Now, see, Pops, I know you ain't scared. So you got friends, you know, from the 20s straight up to the 80s.
Yeah.
So when you call party now, the road shut down.
No, I'm talking about my friend, Commissioner. That's my buddy. That's my friend. That's what I'm talking.
Who are your friend is?
Oh, boy, come to party.
You weren't scared at all?
Can't be scared. I'm a boy spy. You know, he's still walking the road and having fun and doing all the good things.
Big shout out to Spy. Spy is scared. Yeah. Spy can't see, but Spy walking the road. Spy been doing that for a little while. So, now I had to get one text from Alki. Alki say he been trying to catch up with you for a little while. When last you see Alki, man?
Well, the last time I see Alki, vodka was for $17.
What?
Vodka was $17.
How much it is now?
What vodka go up or down?
It gone up to VAT
19 now. Oh, man. Vodka gone up to VAT 19.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Just the same way I think it is.
Man, I was sleeping and I heard someone call my name.
Oh, my gracious.
The same. I'll keep...
It's not like Pops. I know Pops owe me dollars. So I say, he was like, go ahead, hear my name. Go on.
So you come for your dollar. You ain't even checking for nothing else. You come for your dollar.
You know, I mean, hey, I can tell you one thing, you know, because I just man with simple taste, all right? A little bit of hog head, you know, a little bit of salt water. And I got, you know, but since this ocean demic been going on, man, plenty free things been given out.
You been getting you. I'll give you, man, getting plenty free drinks.
Man, the first thing I had was free shots.
Right.
Oh, in their shorts. I see all these people standing up in line, right? They come and get your feet shot.
Oh, wow.
I stand one line by the gym. Right. I stand all day. And this woman, like, and she pull out this little short glass with a little needle on there. I don't do them kind of things no more. I stop doing them things. So I take the short, right?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I go on back in line.
you go on for the shots because you think all you know is it's clear. It's something to drink.
Yeah. I take a short because, you know, I wasn't always such an eloquent individual. I had a very serious speech impediment. That's why I take that shot in my mouth and twist. I'm gonna speak dead, woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, Key. Man, I'm glad to hear you're still with us, though.
Yeah, they try, you know, they try to get rid of me. Man, I wake up one day, they say all the bars closed.
What?
I think what kind of madness is that? We had ourselves the Alcoholics Non-Anonymous meeting on Shirley Street. And hold on, listen. The meeting.
The Alcoholics Non-Anonymous.
Yeah, because everybody doesn't know. Everyone doesn't know. So we had our meeting. We said, no, but we had to protest. So we decided that we was going to do a sit-in.
Yeah.
But we didn't have enough rum to stay in place, so it didn't really work out.
Y'all need rum to stay seated long.
To stay seated, you see? Come on. Just once again, you know, them shots, I done. I think I done at like six. I ready for my next set.
I got another six shot. So, Pops, Algie say you owe him dollar. I know what dollar for, but we got to get
this boy, listen, this boy just counts like spirit.
He's counts like spirit?
Whatever
you expect. You are what you drink.
So you are what you drink. He drinks spirit, so he's a spirit.
No, not voice. I mean, he's a boy, but never change.
Change? Pop, you tell me mine, say, if I run that little errand for you, go pick up the little pills from down the corners and give me a dollar. Uh-oh. And I bring the pill and I get the dollar yet.
And you bring the wrong pill.
Well, that's why. Because I know you're going to give me my dollar.
Oh, that's what it is. All right, then. So well, come down. I got, if you go find them same pills for more, and bring a box of food from by the, you know, the Hans Hunger people thing. I gave $2.
Mm.
You get a raise.
I can't go back by the Hans Hunger place. We had an incident.
What happened
this time?
Well, because, you know, when you go down for dinner, right, they're giving away food, you know, like if I was eating normal, I'm going to have my, you know, my chicken and fries, and then I'm going to have me a beverage of some sort. a liquid spirit of some sort. And they're giving out all these boxes, and I got dry mouth. So I go back and I ask them, where the drinks? Where the little cognac, you know, little champagne, you know, a little bit of hoghead. And we couldn't see eye to eye. So they tell me I need to find Hans for thirst, and maybe they can give me something to drink.
Oh, Lord.
Glad to hear you all still making it through the oceanic. This ain't no pandemic in West Street. This is an oceanic.
Yes, sir. It deep. It deep. Trust me, it deep.
It deep and it wide.
And it deep and it wide. It deep and it wide.
So listen, man, I glad you all calling. You all call Nassau. And I know when I can see you all. Our pandemic, I know when it go over. I know when your oceanemic go over. So we're going to have to link up definitely. You know, because the people them say they ain't hear from us in a little while. You know, the kind of way.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody know how to miss a good thing.
Everybody know to miss a good thing. Yeah, man. Ray?
I can be wrong because I hear they got 100,000 shots coming. I'm ready. I'm ready. I got all kind of change of clothes so they can't recognize me.
You go for your shots.
Oh, man. Listen, Alki and Pops, I appreciate y'all calling, man. This really was a needed laugh. And,
yeah, right?
Listen, y'all going to hear more from Alki and Pops. Alki and Pops, y'all got one last thing to say to the people before y'all go. What you got to say?
Well, I mean, because, you know, this is precious things now. And, you know, as getting up in age, you know, this turret leg of mine, you know, it's getting there. It ain't there.
Pops, you get three legs.
Yeah. You know, I want you to take your time.
Yeah.
Stay away from people. If they're too close to smell your fart, that means they're not social distancing.
Wow.
Yes.
Wise words.
Don't wash your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just wipe it on your shirt like the old people do.
Use some soap, eh?
Use soap, yes.
Yeah.
You know, they don't make Lifebuoy the way they used to.
No.
Same way they don't make no Dettol the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Same way they don't make no Flick the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Flick.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
That's words of wisdom, Pops. And, you know, all I can say is, you know, from my broad experience with disinfectants and alcohol, that surprisingly, hog head also works great as a disinfectant.
Oh, wow.
So when you take a sip, just pour a little in your hand, disinfect. You're disinfecting the inside and the outside. And I think that's the best way to do it.
You got the Alki disinfectant advice and you got Pops disinfectant advice. So you can't miss. If you run out of soap, Alki got some disinfectant for you. You know, the guy, the way. I appreciate y'all, man. And we can be in touch. Yeah.
All right.
All the things you can see when you even ain't looking.
I'll tell you.
Oh, listen.
So
we got it. We have like three seasons of West Street that we did with C Note, who was over there. I think it was 96. He's with 91, one of them stations, because he produced them. But that's the type of stuff that, you know, we as Bahamians have the ability to do.
Right.
You know, be creative. Right. And if you see the two gentlemen who was on the radio, if you see them in the street, you wouldn't recognize them. Right. You wouldn't think those voices coming out of them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I was supposed to have one more artist come in, but people busy during the day, so.
Well, guess what? We have Gandhi on the line. She just said hi. So, Gandhi, we give you a shout-out.
The one Gandhi pinned up.
Yes.
In mind, Gandhi. Yeah. We had a ball on our Tennessee trip.
Yep. Nashville was up.
Nashville was off the chain.
Yes.
I think we got another song, yeah?
We do.
Let's cue that one up, Ali, and let's bust a move while I look through these texts.
Guess what? This one is really, it takes us back to those days of where, oh, not a thing you're thinking about, just Bahamas and good times. So it's called Good Time Society.
My Good Time Society. Hit it, Ali.
Living in a good time society.
All right. Y'all feeling good? I've been getting texts and WhatsApps and things straight through the text line. Greetings to uncle and guests. Absolutely enjoying this show. Please make it a monthly deal at minimum.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. The people I'm saying, I know one ain't listening. But the people them say they want this every month. We can see what we can do. We can try Wake a Vibe still. You know what I mean?
Pops and Wake a Vibe.
Yeah, Pops and Alki. So, you know, shout out to everybody who was listening. Ray was supposed to come for people who know the show. Ray the Wake Man. You know what I mean? Ray ain't slow down. Ray said he had one meeting, you know? Wow. So I'm just going through some of the WhatsApp messages. Let me see here. Who is this? Someone saying, great to hear your voice. Hey, it's great to be heard, man. Appreciate y'all. People commending you guys on the music, saying the music is beautiful. Those are original songs, by the way. Okay, those one covers. The first one and this last one. Just going through some more WhatsApp messages. Enjoying this show. Beautiful. sorry. Let's see.
The song Morning was by Al Jarreau.
Right, Morning was by Al Jarreau. That was the cover, the first one we did. Someone there said, we need more things to unite us, and since the Olympics is only be every 4 years, it might as well be the Thought Catcher crew. Yeah, well, hey, the Thought Catcher crew will have to take up that mantle then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to everybody who's supporting. Let's just give everybody the details for the concert again.
Okay, so the concert, you can, if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to www.ariamusicclassinfo.com/shop. Okay, .com.
Say that again slow, because I know they're like, what?
So www.ariamusicclass.info/shop. And you can get your tickets. Tickets are $20. So go and get them. Yes, and also support our Mosh Baby. Yes. And also support our, what do we call it? The, anyway, go on.
Yeah, we'll remember it. Listen, we got less than 10 minutes. You know, I got much love for you both for taking the time for
Chris
being here.
Chris is listening. Chris Justillian.
Yes!
Hey, shout out to Chris Justillian. Hey!
And you know, I wanted more people to call in, but then I realized it would just be too much, you know? But we got any more live?
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, let's end with some live music, man.
Wow.
You know.
This is everybody's favorite. All right, here we go.
Hold on. Our producer. Keep it up. We can go to a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we can finish the show with some live music. Keep it here locked on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Back after this.
To bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Many people wonder, what makes Boost Academy unique? Maybe it's our 8-to-1 student-staff ratio, the emphasis we place on student individuality, our focus on numeracy, literacy, and creating better citizens by sharpening students' critical thinking skills. One of our many talented teachers, program facilitators, and mentors. Or just maybe it is our commitment to taking full responsibility for your child's education. No hidden fees if your child reached their full potential. Boost Academy is currently enrolling students of grades 4 through 12. Visit www.boostbahamas.com to apply now.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Welcome to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. My name is Calhoun Ankusara, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. I am the pastor of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in Nassau, Bahamas. And today, you know, we've been having fun with Paul and Tanya Hanna. We had Alki and Pops. Who are members of the Holy Coptic Church. That's correct. So two of our members of the Holy Coptic Church. We also, Alki actually goes to the Holy Coptic Church too, but not as Alki. Okay. We want to thank Alki and the Pops for passing through. We had some other people who wanted to come on, but we in the middle of the day, so they're like, I got to go into a meeting. So next time, we definitely can plan to do something like this again sooner than later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we want to leave out with something live, something fresh, and I can leave it to y'all, man. Paul and Tanya Hanna.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon and I can go to space. Yeah, like the air, like a kid. Oh, baby, by the way.
Yeah.
Come on, clap. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Oh, come on.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is for you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Woo! Confused, talking this and that.
Oh, I wasn't ready for this.
Give me all you got and don't hold it back. Ooh. If you know, baby, I could go to space. And with the air, like I don't care. Oh, baby, by the way, everybody clap along. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Ooh. Clap along if you feel happiness is the truth. Clap along, you know what happiness is for you. Clap along if you feel that's what you wanna do. Woo!
All right, listen. Listen. You said we were hasting.
That's right.
We was up one night rehearsing that. Not.
Woo!
Oh, man. Listen, I thank you both, Paul and Tanya Hannah, for your years of excellence.
Man, Chris says that's super.
Yeah, man. We got a couple of texts that came
through. Let's tell Chris to have our fish when we get there.
Yeah, 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 he says,
yeah. Say what you like.
Don't get in trouble, Chris. We got a text here that said, the music is off the charts. You have two very talented people in your studio. They are the best, bar none. Another text here, good show, enjoying the music. I'm at work, so I can't clap along. So I'm sorry you couldn't clap along. I hope you could at least tap your foot along, though, you know? I hope you're at least a little bit happy, you know? Listen, we want to thank our producer, Ali. Listen, give Ali a round of applause.
Yeah, Ali, thank you.
Always
need a good producer.
Yeah, man, give Ali a little extra something at the end of the month for this show, because Ali wake extra hard, yes. Making sure he was straight. So we definitely appreciate Ali. We appreciate all of you who listen. We appreciate the Thought Catcher crew. We appreciate all of the artists who've been, hey?
They said they love that close-up.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. You know, we appreciate all the artists who've been texting in, WhatsApping in. When we do it again, hey, we can have even more artists join along. I will be back next Thursday, and you know, we can see exactly how the vibe set for Thursday. It ain't gonna be music, but it can be something you definitely gonna appreciate. Thank you all for listening to 96.9 Guardian Radio. This has been The Revolution. Keep it locked. Shabago Lang is right after this.
Go get your tickets.
Yes.
With Mark McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, LA Impact, Windows and Doors, Boost Academy, and Wendy's.